Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here today as we gather for worship. I do want to say thank you to Marilyn. I haven't mentioned it during the month, but you've been providing special music and spirituals throughout the month in honor and recognition of Black History Month. And I want to observe that and thank you for that. Nice variety throughout the month. I've enjoyed hearing those. As we gather for worship this day, I want to extend a welcome to anyone that may be visiting today and want to invite all of you to stay for a few moments after the service for a time of refreshment and fellowship in the kitchen right beside the parlor. On the back page of the bulletin, you'll note the calendar for this week, and do want to point out the announcement right underneath the calendar about the White Cross request that our missionaries, some items that our missionaries have asked for, and there are a few items still available. And those are out on the counter in the kitchen if you'd like to sign up for one of those and take the slip and bring it back by the end of March, I think is what we decided, Marilyn, by the end of March. So we've got a few more weeks to do that. So it's an American Baptist Women's Ministry project, but it's open for the whole church family to participate in as we support our missionaries in their work. A couple other announcements that are not in the bulletin. The new sign-up sheet for greeters and coffee hour hosts for the month of March is posted, and I believe there's still some vacancies. There were earlier, and just to encourage you, if you're willing to do one of those, to please sign up to do that. Also, the new devotions for the next quarter, Secret Place and Our Daily Bread, have arrived, and they're out on the desk in the hallway if you'd like to pick up your copies. And also, for Bible study members, as I sent an email out this week, the new book on Ann Haseltine Judson is in. And if you see me afterwards, I'll get you your copy. So those are available also. At this time, I invite you to turn in the hymnal, selection number 207, for our responsive call to worship. So let us read responsively from God's holy word as we prepare our hearts and our minds for worship. As they were walking along the road, a man said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go."
Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
He said to another man, "Follow me."
But the man replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father."
Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God."
Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord. But first, let me go back and say goodbye to my family."
Jesus replied, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. He must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
In this Lenten season, we are focusing on our discipleship and what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Our opening hymn is I Surrender All, number 486. We'll be singing verses 1 through 4, and those who are able are invited to stand as we sing together. Let's pray together. As we continue on our journey through Lent, O God, enable us to deepen our spiritual lives as we surrender all to you. May we grow in faith and courage as we follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We ask this in his name and now pray as he taught, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. Mrs. Nowak, are you teaching?
Yes.
Okay, so students in kindergarten through grade 2 may go out with Mrs. Nowak for Sunday school. Thank you, Irene and Marilyn.
We have an opportunity now to share our celebrations and our concerns with one another as we go to prayer this morning. And we want to continue to remember those folks that are not able to get out as much as they might like to within the church family. Also, this past week, the Reverend Dr. Billy Graham passed away, a great spiritual leader of this nation. We want to remember his family. It's not a time of sadness for them. And he even said that he was looking forward to the day that he would be able to be called home and be able to be with God. And so during this week that they'll be, you know, his body will be lying in repose or in honor on various places. And just, you know, to pause and thank God for his ministry, which is so many thousands of people. Also, the concern with the amount of violence we hear about. Continuing the shooting in Florida at the school about 10 days ago, and the aftermath of that, of the activity that the students had called for, calling on people to make changes, calling the legislature to make changes, and just seeing where that's going to be going, just praying for our nation on that. But also, even more close to home, the violence that was reported at the library in Winchester yesterday. Don't know the details, but just, again, someone supposedly, allegedly minding their own business in a public place, though, and being attacked. And so we just, you know, want to pray for that family that lost a loved one, and also for the gentleman who attempted to aid her in his hospital life with injuries. Just what's going on in our world. Pray to God about that. And also, I'd like us to pray for the congregations that share space with us as well. Casa Fe Albanza worships next door. And Marilyn and I attended the Nepali Church service last Sunday night. And while not a lot of it was in English, other than the sermon, because I preached, but they did. They did one song in English for us. I think it was for us, which was nice. But just even though you don't understand the words, just be caught up in the spirit of what's taking place in that worship. You know, worship can go beyond the understood language, whatever language we speak. And so, you know, I just would like us to pray for those congregations as they're immigrant congregations, but also for the Church of Global Ark that's on hiatus right now as their pastor Paul is taking a year sabbatical. That personally and professionally felt he needed that rest and rejuvenation and to deal with some family issues. But just to pray for that congregation and what the future for that church is as well. But you know, that we've welcomed the, right now, currently, these three congregations from around the world, people from around the world, that are using our facility, that we don't need it all the time, and that they are able to be blessed by being able to share the space with us. And I'd like to remember them in church prayer today as well. If you have any requests for prayer, any celebrations or concerns, send me.
I want to welcome Dorothy's grandson, Michael.
Yes. Yes, yes. Welcome, Michael. Nice to have you. Anyone else have a prayer request?
I have a cousin in Cameroon who's very sick. She's on dialysis.
Okay.
So just prayers for her.
We have a cousin in Cameroon who's on dialysis and quite ill.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to pray for him. Pray for her. Does she have a hand? Naomi.
My mom still has not found a place. And tonight we're going back to the motel.
Okay. So there's still a motel to go to. Okay, good. Okay. So we want to continue to pray for the Pullman family and some other families that have housing concerns, housing issues, and just not knowing where they're going to be living. And Lana, was it your hand I saw? Somebody else stand in the middle? Oh, maybe it's Steve, maybe it's out of the corner of my eye.
Little twin son turned 4.
Wow. So you get a new baby, and now
he turned 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Three-year-old and a 4-year-old. So that's a real celebration.
Yeah, birthday party, so it was incredible.
Great. That's a wonderful celebration. We don't also have a prayer request today. If not, then let's go. Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. I didn't see.
A celebration that Dorothy and Lana are fine.
Yes, so it's getting on with us and safe and sound and you know, with a rental car right now and looking at getting a newer car, newer transportation for themselves. So we do praise God that you are safe. It was not bad to happen where it happened and that you know that everything worked out. So we thank you for that. If some people say, well, don't go to church anymore. You know, because you're coming home, you're going home to church.
Right. Yeah.
But that's not. But some cynics might say that. You know, stay home, but don't go to church. You know, be safe with it.
Because he's told us we were doing a good thing, and a good thing happened to us.
Okay. So if there are no other requests for prayer, why don't we go to God? Do you have something that's mentioned here or something that's on your heart? Let's pray together. Praise you for your presence in our lives, for all the goodness that you shower upon us in Jesus Christ. We especially praise and thank you for the promises kept and hope for tomorrow, the enjoyment of friends, the joy of families, the wonders of your creation, those who have gone before us, love from our spouses, children, and friends, our faith, and our church. God of grace, remind us that we are all your children, for we are brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. We offer our prayers for all whom we love. We pray especially for those whom we too often forget, people who have lost hope, those who mourn this day, victims of tragedy and disaster, those who suffer because of war, those who are lonely, and those who are sick. God of loving presence, journey with us during these days of Lent. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus tells his followers to deny themselves, to suffer, to sacrifice. We have an opportunity of giving sacrificially today as we present our tithes and gifts as the ushers receive the morning offering. We share the good news of Jesus Christ and share his love with others. We ask this in his name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. And Sugantha's going to be coming and reading scripture.
Today's scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. Once when large crowds of people were going along with Jesus, he turned and said to them, "Those who come to me cannot be my disciples unless they love me more than they love father and brother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and themselves as well. Those who do not carry their own cross and come after me cannot be my disciples. If one of you is planning to build a tower, you sit down first and figure out what it will cost to see if you have enough money to finish the job. If you don't, you will not be able to finish the tower after laying the foundation. And all who see what happened will make fun of you. You began to build but can't finish the job, they will say. If a king goes out with 10,000 men to fight another king who comes against him with 20,000 men, he will sit down first and decide if he is strong enough to face that other king. If he isn't, he will send messengers to meet the other king to ask for terms of peace while he is still a long way off. In the same way," concluded Jesus, "none of you can be my disciple unless you give up everything you have." May God bless this holy meeting.
Thank you, Sugantha. Let's pray together. Lord, as we have read and heard these words of Jesus today, we see how challenging they are. And yet, Lord, we want to be followers of Jesus. We yearn to do that. And yet, Jesus puts some very strong expectations in front of us. Lord, we pray that our time together today, that our hearts and minds may be open to receive a word from you, an encouraging word, a word of challenge that will help us in our daily living, especially during this Lenten season, as we may draw closer to you and be more faithful in our following of Jesus. We ask this in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Who likes a bargain? Okay, I'm seeing some hands. And most of you, if you know, if you've worked with me, you know I look for the cheapest price on anything. Rest assured that you are not alone in your appreciation for a good buy. And apparently, we are not out for super discounts just when we do our regular shopping, either in person or online. For some of this country's largest outlet malls are among the top destinations for domestic and international travelers. We live in a consumer culture. Tourists not only want to visit historic landmarks, but also scoop up some bargains at best-known stores. In Luke chapter 14, large crowds were traveling with Jesus, probably desiring the same sort of world-class savings that tourists crave today. Immediately, Jesus turns to them and says that he wants his followers to be those who are willing to pay full price, not deep discount disciples. There are no sale prices on salvation. Discipleship requires a willingness to cut family ties, to face radical self-denial, and to give up one's material possessions. It's difficult, painful, tough, and expensive. But Jesus wants nothing less from the travelers who are interested in following him. Some churches, preachers, and TV programs present the gospel as though they were selling a used car, writes R. Allen Culpepper of Mercer University. No money down. Attractive terms. Low monthly payments. They make it sound as easy as possible, Culpepper continues, as though no real commitment were required. Jesus' call was far different. He was not looking for superficial commitment or a crowd of tag-alongs. Instead, he required his followers to be totally committed if they were going to follow at all. Even today, the call of Christ is for full price followers, not deep discount disciples. Jesus says that no one would build a tower or march into battle without first estimating the full cost. And the same is true for discipleship. But what exactly does it mean to pay full price as we follow Jesus? Well, first of all, paying full price means we must strengthen our faith ties. In a statement designed to shock, Jesus demands that disciples hate their fathers and mothers, wives, children, brothers, sisters, and even life itself. Cut your family ties, he seems to be saying, and focus only on strengthening your faith ties. Now, the Greek word for hate does not mean anger or hostility. It suggests that true disciples should value their relationship with Jesus over their relationship with family members and friends. We are not to despise our relatives. That's not what Jesus is saying. But we are not to worship them either. Followers who pay full price know their mission in life. Disciples have faith ties that give them purpose in life, and they follow the call of Christ regardless of what friends and family members think of them. Secondly, paying full price means we need to practice self-discipline. Jesus calls us to carry the cross and follow him, to accept challenges and risks and sacrifices instead of seeking out comfort. But self-discipline should be focused on constructive Christian behavior, not on sacrifice for the sake of simply sharing Christ's suffering. That's part of what sometimes gets caught up in the Lenten seasons. We give up something, but why are we doing that? Just so we identify with Christ, or is it to better ourselves? Philip Yancey tells of a monk who once bragged about his dietary discipline. His spiritual director replied, "Don't tell me that you've spent 30 years without eating meat, but tell me the truth. How many days have you spent without speaking ill of your brother, without judging your neighbor, without letting useless words pass from your lips?" Bearing the cross of Christ involves walking in the way of Jesus. While a deep discount disciple might bear a little discomfort, a full price follower knows the sacrifices and the sufferings of a truly disciplined life. Third, paying full price means we should show selfless generosity. If Christians give with generosity, we know that they have escaped the discount outlet mall mentality. They see it as a privilege to give generously, lavishly, joyfully, recklessly, knowing that their treasure is in heaven, not on the 60% off rack. They have discovered that the greatest joy and satisfaction come from giving to others, as Jesus did. One person who paid full price to follow Christ was an elderly woman named Eleanor Boyer, who lived in New Jersey. She revealed the strength of her faith ties, practiced self-discipline, and showed selfless generosity in one remarkable act. You may be wondering, what did she do? She gave away $8.5 million. Several years ago, at the age of 73, Eleanor Boyer won the New Jersey State Lottery and created a sensation by giving the money to her church, various local charities, needy individuals in her neighborhood, and to her three nephews, the only close relatives she had. She seemed to take literally Jesus' call to give up all your possessions. She explained her actions this way, and I quote, "I have my pension and Social Security. I have everything I need. Why let the money sit in the bank till I die?" End quote. Did she keep any for herself? Very little. She continued driving her well-used 18-year-old mid-sized American car, wore the same sensible shoes and clothing, lived in the same house where she was born, and she truly believed that she did not need the lottery winnings, and so she used her fortune, as a disciple of Christ should, to help others. Now, while some may question her participation in the lottery at all in the first place, all must certainly admire how she handled her winnings. Is it possible to pay full price to follow Christ? Eleanor Boyer proved that it is. In our own way, we are each called to strengthen our faith ties, to practice self-discipline, and to show selfless generosity. Martin Luther astutely observed, "There are three conversions necessary: the conversion of the heart, the mind, and the purse." We are challenged to be full-price followers, not deep-discount disciples. If we do, we will discover a life of joy and fulfillment that cannot be found in any earthly discount outlet mall. Let's pray together. Holy God, center us in the journey toward the cross. At the sights and sounds of Christ's journey toward Jerusalem, may we remember that we too must find our way to a new understanding of sacrifice for the sake of love for others. Lead us not into the temptation of excuses, of definitions that keep us distant from your purpose. May we come to know that quiet joy of love burning deep within us that calls forth a desire to give ourselves for your world like Christ did. Forgive us for our distractions, Lord. Heal our wounds. Give us courage for this journey, not only to the cross, but for also beyond, to your new life for all people. For Lord, we do seek to be and want to be full price followers, not deep discount disciples. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Following the example of our Lord Jesus, may our lives reflect God's love and God's grace. May our lives reflect the life and teachings of Jesus. May we continue on this Lenten journey, ever growing closer to Jesus. Go now in God's peace. Amen.